Our friend Brett Tanner's here. We're just having a conversation about athletes as they mature. Good to see you again, by the way.
Good to see you.
You can just pull that a little closer. No, closer to your mouth. That'd be great. Okay. It's interesting. We were just having the debate about, you know, some people like Tiger and some people didn't like Tiger. And I forgot that your neighbor doesn't like Gretzky. He's a Bobby Orr guy, and I'm a Bobby Orr guy, but I can still appreciate Gretzky.
Calls him the wiener, and he does.
That's great.
And it goes back to the high stick in 93, remember? Leaf fans still talk about Gretzky high sticks. Who was it? Gilmore doesn't get a penalty, ends up tying the game, blah, blah,
Kings
blah.
Win the Stanley Cup.
Fraser misses it. Yeah.
Who won the cup there? It was
Montreal.
Montreal, that's right.
Okay. To add to the anguish.
I miss Carey Fraser's hair. I used to wonder, how can he skate an entire game and his hair's perfect?
Product, Howard.
Product. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you were, we're talking about, like, you know, even the biggest names, Jordan, Gretzky, it's, you know, when athletes change, you said something just before we came back from the break, a lot of times they get their one way during their career, but as they age and they become older, they get softer.
Yeah, age, I'll give you that, but often it's because they're no longer in the spotlight, they can no longer be, they don't have that status, so to stay in the mainstream, they become nice people to either get on television or to be interviewed or whatever. Sometimes it's an angle, I would think.
I think with a lot of athletes, though, and you might be right, I think, I don't know if it's as calculated as that. I think it's just, you know, a 23-year-old. So you think between 1997 and 2002, Tiger Woods won about 30 or 40 golf tournaments in 9 majors. You can't judge it's hard to judge a 22-year-old who's been famous since he was a kid against our standards of whatever, you know, we don't know what they're going through.
Well, most of the pro athletes are in their 20s, though, when they're in their prime. So some still have, you know, an element of class about them, and some don't.
Sure. Michael Jordan, who's considered the greatest basketball player of all time. You know, there's a lot of stories about one of the reasons he got out of basketball was because of some gambling issues.
For sure.
So,
but that's completely victimless, that. And that's the thing. It all depends. I said, if Tiger Woods had actually physically abused his wife, it would have been a different situation than
Absolutely.
It is now. You know, and it's somewhere in the middle right now.
Well, Mr. Mm-hmm. Tanner, good to see you. You look great. You said you were doing a little golf, too, down south. Good for you.
I was, yep.
Apparently, we're not having a golf season here in Toronto this year. It's been canceled. It's just going to be cold and rainy.
It's coming.
Yeah, I hope so. It's coming. Did you play well? Are you getting how's your driver? Because I know you're having a little trouble.
Better, better. Anything would be better, but yeah.
We played last. Was it last fall we played?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting day. Poor Brett. Brett's a very good player, except for that day. For some reason, he had a little trouble with his driver.
Possibly the worst driving round in the history of golf.
No,
isn't that. Because how was Tiger with hitting the fairways in the Masters?
Number one.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh,
hit 70% of his fairways, 80% of his greens.
That had been a big problem,
Absolutely.
Right? Over the past couple of years.
Yep.
And it's, you know, you have trouble with your driver, and I often, whenever I'm watching, you know, the pros play, and they don't, you just think they're going to hit the fairway every time.
No, it's a tough game.
But they don't.
And Tiger pulled his 3-wood out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the thing is, the difference between an on-center, like a perfect hit, and just off-center is such a tiny... And you think about it, even at our silly level, we're still swinging it pretty hard. And you just think about how close you have to be to hit it perfectly. The reason that Brett's here, of course, is the chamber plan is got some interesting news. We've been hinting at an HR support component, but you wanted to tell us about what's happening, and it's happening soon.
It is. Within the next month or so, it's going to go live. It's going to be called the Healthy Business Bookmark. It's designed to provide HR support to all Chamber Plan members at no additional charge. It's going to have a nice, it's got a nice little starting point where the business can go in and do a healthy business checkpoint themselves. They can sort of go through this sort of template and you know, I just had the opportunity yesterday to play around with the website a little bit and it's fantastic. So they can look at things from how their business operating is doing, the marketing, so forth. But then it gets to the HR, and there's going to be a full HR complement of goodies in there. So there'll be templates to help you with anything from an employment letter, an offer of employment, an employee handbook, a lot of things that you know, small business, medium business, typically don't have a professional on site to help them with.
It says you'll be able to use a templated business checklist to look at the health of your business, which I guess is, you know, in a small entrepreneurial world, you don't often think about it. We don't have an HR department, do we? It's a good thing
we do now.
Yeah, I guess we do. Management, operations, marketing, financial, legal, and HR, those are the things that, you know, you sort of, those are the cornerstones of your business, and the chamber plan can help you. Again, we have five employees. We had a bunch of people that are insured, but now we have access to this.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's even a component in there to help you manage difficult employees.
Well, I was going to ask about that. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, my staff will figure out how to work with me. You know, we got all those things. It'll walk you through, you know, half the calls we get sometimes is somebody, you know, I've got an employee going on maternity. What's my responsibility as a business owner? Mm-hmm. Do I have to continue with their benefits? What do I have to do? What are my options here?
What about that discomfort or someone feels uncomfortable in the workplace because of something that's gone on? That type of thing too? Is someone they can talk to?
There is. They have the ability to get some counseling if they want. Mm-hmm. There's a whole list of resources available so they can read up on the topic if they really aren't ready to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And for the employer, it also gives them some tools to be able to figure out how to manage maybe a difficult employee or a difficult mm-hmm. relationship.
And be aware of it.
And
on either side.
For sure. Like,
I'm just a little concerned about Phil.
Yeah.
Some of the things we've said to him, he might be calling.
We make sure Phil doesn't have access to this technology. Yeah. Hey, Justin, let the Spoons know we're going to be a little bit later, more like 8:15-ish. Give them lots of time. The Spoons are coming up. Brett Tanner's with us now from the Chambers Plan. We've learned so much about it. I know that lots of times people go, oh, insurance, I don't want to hear about that. But you have to think about it. You know, you have a smaller company, 20 employees, 30 employees, and I have really gotten to understand the idea of stability, because in a small company, if we started having to raise our rates every year or wonder if they were going to go up, especially with smaller companies with margins being so tight, that's why the chamber plan and the stability of the pooling now makes sense.
Yeah, with 35,000 firms using the program nationally, the renewals are very stable. It's a much more calm environment for a firm to be able to predict what their renewals are going to be each year and run their plan and do their budget. I mean, the reality is you're running a small business. If your benefits went up 50% next year, what do you do? Do you cut benefits? How do you handle that with your employees? You really can't once you've given it to the employees. Very mm-hmm. difficult, or you get a mutiny on your hands. So you need to have something that's predictable.
And not only, so you have the stability of the pooling idea, and now you've got access to things. Well, you know, we joke about the fact we've got five employees that get insurance, and but we don't have an HR department. If you have a little company of 10 or 12 people, that's not something you would typically have.
No, and it's just another component why this makes so much sense for small business. I mean, actually, you're a small business. You can act like a big business with these products.
And it gives you a ton of links to some of the mm-hmm. government resources, too, on specific topics in there. Mm-hmm. This whole website that's been built as this HR component, I think it's going to be highly used by our firms that obviously have taken advantage of the plan. And the great thing about the program, because this is a program run by Chambers of Commerce and Boards of Trade, and they own the product, we're able to provide that to the firms at no cost.
Interesting you say there's a piece here that will help identify the cost of absenteeism. Now, again, we're dealing with smaller companies. The great thing about the chamber plan is if you're a small company, under 100 employees, you know, a lot of this technology isn't available to you. But how do you track and how would a smaller company take advantage of that?
Yeah, there's many ways. You know, first of all, you know, the resources are in there so they can read up on exactly how to identify when you've actually got a problem. So every firm's got a situation where, you know, you've got an employee, they're sick, their kid's sick, they've got to take the day, and so on. But when it starts to become a trend, it starts to affect the business. So you've got to figure out, you know, how do you deal with that? How do you talk to the employee? Who do you refer them to if there's something bigger going on? And you need those resources.
And a lot of small companies that wouldn't have this resource, a small guy, you might, if you're having a problem with an employee, you might have to talk to a lawyer, and that would be very, that could be very expensive as far as labor laws go and everything. To have this sort of buffer is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And the chamber plan includes, with the business assistance service component, which is also provided by the same people that are putting together the HR piece, you get 9 hours of accounting, legal, and HR. So you can make a call in, you can identify you've got a problem, maybe call an HR lawyer through the program, get some advice on what your options are, and figure out how to handle the situation.
You know, if you look at it, we run ourselves as a small business. We're entrepreneurs, but we get, because of this, and this is speaking to other smaller companies too, is we get to have the sort of bells and whistles of a bigger company, the pooling, the stability, the now the HR component with a smaller, with a view to smaller companies, which is why, you know, I know it's been a while. It took me a while to figure it out. But that's why this is such an attractive insurance opportunity for smaller businesses, because you get to have all the sort of trappings of the bigger companies without having to have thousands of employees to make it work.
Yeah, that's the whole idea behind the program. I mean, it was set up originally by chambers and boards back in the old days in the 70s and 80s. A lot of insurers wouldn't insure firms with less than 10 employees.
Mm-hmm.
So the program was set up to, you know, sort of fill that gap, and it was developed around that. And then it's continued to evolve based on the needs of businesses with less than 100 employees who don't necessarily have an office manager or HR manager, those kind of assets.
Well, whenever we talk about the Chambers Plan, we always stress, go to chamberplan.ca, and you can get a free quote right online. Because how many small businesses are out there? That's all it would take to become involved and make life a lot easier, really.
It's really simple to get a quote. Just go, as you said, chamberplan.ca. The only real key component you got to put in is number of employees, your business name, and your postal code, so that we send you a local advisor. You don't want to have an advisor that's not in your neighborhood. So, they'll get you out a no pressure, no hassle quote, and you know it's really easy.
And if you guys, some of you new people, don't know the story, we actually were members of the Chambers Plan, Chamber Plan, before we met Brett and became partners. And I still remember the meeting where it was you and I and Bill and your friend, and we're having this talk about the grown-up business. And I went, wait a second, we use this. And he looked at me like, really? We've been talking about this all day, and you just figured out it was the same thing? But you know what? We did it for the right reasons. We did it because we had a small company. We wanted some insurance. Didn't think we could afford it. And then we met you.
And we use lots of drugs.
Yes. That's how we get through each and every day. The Chambers of Commerce got together. They put this together for you. What's the website?
Chamberplan.ca.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to let everyone know there's a big golf tournament on the 12th of June?
June 6th.
There's something on the 12th, but that's not the one we're talking about. The 6th of June?
June 6th, Tanner Financial Annual Event. Our 12th this year, we do an event to raise assets or money for a couple charities, the Jerry Tanner Memorial Scholarship and the Geneva Center for Autism.
Amazing.
And anybody can make it. Certainly you can reach us at info@tannerfinancial.ca. And you can register for the event. And even if you just want to donate a prize or something to help out with the day, the more we raise, the more goes to the charities.
Well, I think you're going to...
Yes, I will be there.
You're going to be there. I'm going to try. But I'll tell you what, I just now that I know that there's that opportunity, I can arrange for some tailor-made Adidas stuff for you.
And awesome. Maybe one of the prizes could be Sean Rakes Your Lawn. Front and back,
yeah,
and prunes your hedges.
Sure.
That's his expertise.
Sean, do you want to try putting those on just for a second? I want to see if the... If Mr. Tanner wants to put you up as a prize, would you be willing to do some landscaping?
Poor kid.
I rake enough lawns
already. Okay, all right. Listen, we're just doing a bit now. Yeah. Mr. Fred and I are just doing a little bit. You could have just said, "Yeah, I'll go over and I'll trim some hedges,
trim some bush."
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, easy now.
Can you?
It's a family show.
You know we have an HR department now.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
full circle. Is this okay for you now?
Yeah, everything's working now.
Excellent. June 6th, the Tanner Financial tournament. info@tannerfinancial.com
.ca
and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you and the company again in May.
Great.
It's going to be
a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. I hope so.
As always.
As always. anyway, as far as the return of Tiger, if you're a sports fan, and I've told this story a million times about being in Alberta when people used to go, "Oh, this Gretzky's overrated." And I go, "Do you understand what you're seeing?" Like, take us, the Flames fans were like, "Oh, this is bull. He's overrated." I'm going, he scored 212 points last season. He's not overrated.
It's never been about Tiger's ability.
No.
And isn't it funny? Gretzky has come through his life, like, totally unscathed as far as he was always a nice guy.
Yeah.
Never had any scandal.
Isn't it funny that he didn't have any scandal, really, or not scandal's the wrong word, until he had a daughter?
Or, remember, his wife was involved maybe in some little gambling thing, but it wasn't him.
All right. Yeah. Listen, great seeing you again.
Great to see you both.
Brett Tanner, everybody. Chamber Clare.
Chamber Clare.